One of the many things I've noticed since we came over here to Barra, well, we're actually in Castle Bay, but the whole island of Barra, is the abundance of flora, basically. It's absolutely stunning, the variety of plant life everywhere on the island, where plant life can grow, that is, in the higher rocky climbs behind the town. That is kind of barren. It's more like a turf that grows on the top of the rocks. Very rocky landscape, by the way, is barren. Mind you, I'm sure somewhere it says that it is these islands out here, the Outer Hebrides, are the oldest rock formations in the world, something like that. It may not be the world, but it's incredible that this little bunch of islands out here holds some kind of record. But yes, the flora out here is amazing. On our wee walk last evening round the bay, even Mary was commenting on the fact that she was stopping and look at the colours on that, and look at the tiny flowers that were here, and it's totally amazing. So by coincidence, I was reading through some of the bushes this morning just after breakfast, and I noticed a little section mentioning the flora on the island, and said that there could be up to 45 different plant species in one square metre. And I'll be honest with you, I don't find that at all hard to believe. I'm looking here, I'm still in the town, and I'm in a little section. I'm just coming back from the cooperative with the ice cream, by the way. I better get moving because the sun's going to melt this ice cream. I'll have to hold it behind my back, keep it in the shade. And this is a little piece of bogland next to one of the parks, and it's just stunning. The main thing that I notice on the island at this time of year is the buttercups. And the buttercups here, with their beautiful, vibrant yellow flowers, grow to about 3 feet high. It's incredible. Or they push their stems up 3 feet high, at least. Actually, there's one here that's nearly 4 feet high. So just shows you they're thriving here. But if you actually look, there's beautiful grasses, purple-headed grasses, brown ones, with tiny little white flowers right in the very top. Oh, there's no point in me going on and on describing all these because it's just totally amazing. But this isn't even anywhere near as diverse as the rocky outcrops that we noticed last night going around the bay. It's absolutely stunning. It's beautiful. And it's even more beautiful in this sunshine this morning. Yes, the sun's come out, but I'm in a shelter bit and I have my hairy spoffle on. Not me, on my device. Because it is very, very windy. But I found a wee shelter bit, and as I said, the sun's come out and it's absolutely cooking. It's cooking this ice cream, actually. Regarding the fauna, in other words, the creatures on the land, as it were, the only thing I've seen that's been entirely different from what we get back home is several song thrushes. Stopped last night to listen to a few on the way around on the rooftops, just like the blackbirds do back home, just like the blackbirds do here, no doubt, sitting the rooftops late in the evening. But what I spotted was song thrushes, and I'm afraid the last time I saw or heard a song thrush around about my garden was probably about 7 or 8 years ago. Well, there you go. So they're obviously thriving over here. But sea life, I haven't been in the sea yet. I'm hoping to get in and maybe spot something. Maybe some otters or... Well, how about a basking shark? Now, that would really make my holiday if I could see a basking shark. Maybe tomorrow on the way up to Eriski on South West. Maybe we'll see it there. So anyway, I hope you're all well. Kimura Hashif. And, I'll update as I've started to say yeah again. Oh, please stop me from saying yeah. And I have been listening to a couple of two or three audio boos this morning just because I had an opportunity to get a wee walk down through this park to the cooperative. And I've listened to Bernie Goldbach and Dean Reid. Good to hear from Dean again. It's kind of quiet. Yes, Dean, I'll tell you a wee story about the GoPro because you mentioned the GoPro. Yesterday, over in Vatersay, on that beautiful, beautiful day, I did my first attempt, real attempt that is, to shove the GoPro in below the water. and film, and I was doing all kinds of things. I had it on an extension rod and I was swinging it about and below this beautiful blue lagoon water and in and out the reeds and the seaweed, I should say. And I did that for about a couple of minutes and moved it about, trying to capture as many directions and light reflections as possible. And I pulled it out, and the first thing that was on my mind, of course, or all the time was on my mind, was, please God, don't let water get into this. Pulled it out, and it was perfectly dry, which was wonderful. Guess what, Dean? I had inadvertently re-hit the record button and stopped it recording. But I didn't know that until I got back home to our accommodation and fed the SIM card, or the, not SIM card, the SD card, into my iPad. And oh, no film. So it dawned on me what I had done. What a fool. And that was me looking forward to my first underwater footage. Well, there you go. But anyway, I've got it set up and it's ready to go. So first opportunity I get is getting dunked back in the water. So anyway, I best get this ice cream and the toasty bread back to our accommodation. I could go with another coffee now. Oh, strawberries and ice cream. No, they're for later. When we get back. There's a wee guy. Just chirping away on a branch. What a wonderful day. Windy, but still beautiful. Speak again soon.